Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, a busy month ahead, final month of the school year. It got rolling Monday night, of course, with the Conference Indiana Track and Field Championships at Bloomington North. In talking with AD Andy Hodson, thanks to a school board approval last week, the path has been cleared now for a new rug out at Martin Memorial.
Yeah, this summer, you know, it's about that time where you've got to replace the turf at the decade mark. So we're to do that, us in Bloomington South. You know, this summer in June and July, they're going to be replacing the turf and taking care of that so we can keep that up to par of what the cushioning is supposed to be and things like that for football. So we're excited about getting some new turf.
Well, I tell you one thing, when both schools invested in that, that was the best thing that's ever come down the pike, the field turf.
Yeah, it's been nice. You know, we have a lot of other groups that use it too. So some clubs, different clubs within the community, and the RPE classes are on there. You know, whenever it's warm, as much as they can be on there, they're on there. So we're definitely getting the use out of it.
You know, the last time we talked, obviously we were discussing Perry Meridian joining, of course, the Mid-State, leaving you guys about a team short. Has there been, and I haven't talked to you since February about that, and since you're president of CI, anything new in that regard?
Well, not only do we have Perry Meridian leaving, we also have Franklin Central, who's going to leave too that following year. So Conference Indiana is going to lose both of those teams. We don't have anybody in yet as far as filling those two spots. We put out some feelers to see if there is any interest.
And he did tell me it's going to, you know, remain status quo, at least for the next school year. But somewhere in between, Conference Indiana might, or as Andy suggests, might not, expand. We'll just have to wait and see. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
He's out of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Senior second baseman Tony Butler has, well, this spring firsthand witnessed the development of not one but two freshmen that are sandwiched on either side of him out on the diamond. Shortstop Jeremy Houston, first baseman Matt Gorski. Houston in his first career home run Sunday has speed to burn, has started 31 games hitting .265, and Gorski has elevated his average to .305, and like Houston, has started and played in 31 games. Well, now here sits the veteran in Tony Butler. He's a respectable .279 at the plate, elevated in, well, either the leadoff or the two-hole. He has raised his average, blossoming by watching both rookies make something happen below him in the order. And as he was telling us,
Gorski, prime example, he didn't play at the beginning of the year, and he kept working stuff behind the scenes that people don't see. And he got his opportunity, he made the most of it, and he's been in the lineup pretty much every day since. Same with Jeremy, I can't say enough, being an infielder, about what he's done out there at shortstop. I think obviously he's played well at the plate too, but everything he's done in the field, he's been great for us. And you know, freshman pitchers are coming along too, so it's that time of the year when we're going to need all these freshmen and the younger players to really come along and help push us through into the postseason. I don't really have any different approach at the top of the plate, very similar. I think the main thing is a lot of times up there, a lot of people feel more pressure to get the job done. I think I've so far done a pretty good job of just, like I said, keeping the same approach. It's been working, so hopefully I can keep that going. Hitting on the top of the lineup, it's a little bit nicer. It's nicer to see your name up towards the top of the lineup.
Well, that is senior Gold Glove second baseman Tony Butler. Hoosiers fielding at .980, and between the three of them, only 9 errors this year. The fielding percentage, by the way, is online to set a new school record. I'm Joe Smith.